Another one of the class of 2024, Rota Sports Carmody, Sharpsville. And Rota, this is going to be kind of a whirlwind for you. Got to be exciting. Just tell us your thoughts.
I'm very excited. The last time I was here was in 1998 when my dad was inducted. And I'm just thrilled. I've been meeting people tonight, and I'm excited for the next ceremony tomorrow night.
When you got the call, what's the first thing you thought of?
Who nominated me? Because I had no idea in here. It was my dad, who passed away 5 years ago. And I said, that doesn't make sense. How, 5 years. And I guess he had put in an application before he passed away.
And you got to be excited about the application, getting here, thinking about your high school days. What stands out? What, when you think about high school and your success you had, what stands out?
My first year, we lived in Virginia Beach, and we transferred here to Sharpsville. My dad was in the military, and this was his last move. My parents were both from Sharpsville. There was no volleyball team when I came. It hadn't started yet. They had boys football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, track. Girls had basketball and cheerleading. That year, my dad was on the... my uncle was on the board. My dad won in volleyball, and they made it happen. So it was the first year of volleyball, and I was excited to play again.
What drew you to the sport of volleyball? What stood out about that sport?
The teamwork. It takes a team to do it. I lived in Virginia Beach before we moved to Sharpsville, and that's what I played. That's what we all played. So I just grew up with it.
Who influenced you growing up to get into sports, and who helped you get to that good position of being inducted here tonight?
I'd have to say my mom and dad. My dad especially would take me out and practice. I don't think he knew a lot about volleyball, but we practiced, and softball too. We would go out and play catch and stuff, and they showed up at every game. High school, college, I was at Allegheny and Duquesne. They showed up to every game that they could. And I'm doing the same for my daughters. I did that too.
If I had a scouting report, on you as a volleyball player, what would the scouting report say?
How did you play?
I was the setter, so I was kind of like the quarterback of the team. I don't know.
How's the sport changed? Do you still follow the sport? How's the sport changed since you played?
I have two daughters who played in college also. When we played, you had to serve to get the point, and you only played to 15. And it was a kind of a long game. Now it's fast, quick. The girls are bigger, stronger. It's I love to watch it. And I've been traveling around watching them.
You mentioned your family. Talk about what you're doing today. Where do you live? And talk about your family a little bit.
I have three daughters. One's in California. She will not be here tomorrow night. She just got a job today. She has a PhD. She's a biomedical technologist. My other two daughters, like I said, played volleyball, Erin and Elena. One, Elena's at RMU. She just finished her last season. Erin was at Pitt Johnstown. She played volleyball there. And then they both got a COVID year. So they both ended up getting their master's, and Erin transferred to West Virginia, University of Charleston. My husband is here tonight also. Sean, we live in Pittsburgh, Franklin Park. He's an attorney. We went to Duquesne together. We met at Allegheny, and then I transferred, but then he ended up coming to law school at Duquesne, and I was at pharmacy school.
What'd you do for your life?
I was a pharmacist. I transferred into pharmacy school at Duquesne, and I was a walk-on at Duquesne. And they ended up, they said, I have a little bit of money to give to you. And then the next year they gave me more. So I was happy, and I ran track there also. We have a restaurant in Pittsburgh, Neville Island, Carmody's Grill. His family had owned a restaurant for a long time. A lot of people may have known it right off the Wexford exit.
What's the specialty there?
French dip. Definitely. Sandwiches, flatbreads, good company. A lot of people are regulars that come back just for food and friends.
What does this weekend mean to you and your family?
I just wish my dad was here. That's all.
Understandable. Rhoda, congratulations. I know it's a big weekend for you and your family. It's a big moment for Sharpsville and also you. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much. Thank you.